Amazon.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We start things out by going to your phone calls. That's the purpose of the program. We'll start with Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live. Frank in New York, going once.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey there.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah, I wanted to make a couple comments. One, I think the essay saluting the service of individuals, you know, was very well done, but we forgot to put on the philosophers and the intellectuals who function as critics of the culture and who create the ideas and incubate the ideas that turn into big concepts like freedom and egalitarianism.
Good point,
Frank.
And cultural critique. Secondly, there are many, the history of international law over 500 years evolved from maritime law to specific relationships between states. And if you go back to Bishop's text on international law cases and materials, you go into basically what are the incidents that through treaty have been defined as violations of sovereignty that can actually be acts of war. So legally, when you go to war, you want to comply with the law so that after the war, you're not brought to trial, you know, as a war criminal or as a, you know, a criminal state. And we saw that in Germany with the Nuremberg trials and things. So those are very important concepts that exist, and we should all be, you know, aware of them. And the material is there. We still have access, freedom of access to, you know, those texts and things that are very influential. But I wanted to raise a different concept regarding freedom. I've heard over the years we've talked about, you know, the founding fathers and various philosophers from Rome and ancient Greece regarding what constitutes freedom. And by practicing it in New Hampshire, you're doing something very interesting. I wanted to raise the point. If we go back to Herbert Marcuse's work, Eros and Civilization, he argued for a new politics that would strive towards freedom, what he called absolute egalitarianism. And it wasn't necessarily founded on heavy-duty philosophical concepts of, you know, Western Europe or the ancient cultures of Greece and Rome, but rather on individualism, hedonism.
Hey, sounds good to me.
And cultural relativism that allowed all of these to coexist, and by satisfying the individual needs, therefore the cultural needs of the state would be satisfied. And sadly, too many people misread Marcuse, and they sort of view
I don't know
the
if too many people
Marcuse.
Read Marcuse.
Yeah, I haven't misread him, I can assure you of that.
No, but what's interesting about it, that text I think should be reread now. It's about 54 years since it was first published.
Well, thank you
and
for the suggestion, Frank.
I think
Frank.
It could have a tremendous influence because Marcuse never felt or never contemplated, you know, an electronic interactive culture that we
sure.
have with the digital
Who would have
world.
Imagined how the Internet would change everything as it has? I thank you, Frank, for the call tonight. I mean, the Internet is the reason why we're here today, period. I mean, the reason. I mean, it's the base reason. Obviously, the reason is because somebody used the Internet as a tool to organize certain things in order to happen. But the things that happened as a result would not have happened were it not for the Internet. Free Talk Live would never have, you know, probably never would have existed because we would never have been able to keep the show going when we got, you know, removed from our first radio station. And we certainly never would have necessarily
yeah.
been picked up by a national syndicator or anything like that. It seems very, very unlikely. It seems like many of the things we've accomplished on just this radio show have been as a result of the Internet. We never would have had the AMP program, never would have been able to have the listeners financially get behind the show to help us out, to get on more radio stations. Of course, the Internet and its competitive technologies have brought costs down as far as delivering information is concerned. So satellite access is cheaper now because of the Internet and that sort of thing.
I think you're right. It seems likely that
you know, the delivery of the show, like likely the show wouldn't have lasted long enough to even get to the amplifiers. And the podcast listeners have been, you know, they're a huge bulwark in bolstering Free Talk Live. They don't pay, you know, amplifiers don't pay us money. We have to get that through advertising. Yeah. However, they help us run the business. And, you know, that money set aside for advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live. But then we're free to just make money for ourselves, essentially.
It's done so much to allow our listeners to help find other listeners, and, you know, whether it be through posting on a message board or just sharing information, sending out, designing flyers, posting them for others to use, sharing ideas as to how to get other ideas of just Liberty in general, as well as Free Talk Live out there. Of course, it certainly benefited you, Nick, over at Free Minds TV, freemindstv.com. That's where you got your start. I mean, if it weren't for the internet, there may not have ever been a Free Minds TV.
It would have just been a public access show in Keene, New Hampshire, and most likely, you know, maybe a couple other stations, but that's it. And it probably, you know, the show wouldn't have grown the way it has, and we wouldn't have done a radio spinoff. Certainly that would have been something that we jumped into an internet-only podcast because there was no barrier to entry, essentially.
Right.
And it's built itself into a radio show. So that wouldn't have happened without the internet.
Sure, and, you know, you could even go back and say that if it weren't for the Free State Project, Free Minds TV probably never would have even come about, because Toby, the guy that originally founded the show, he comes on from time to time on Free Talk Live, but you're normally here, but your co-host Toby found Free Talk Live on the internet, and then we moved here to Keene, New Hampshire, and that was part of the inspirational process that helped him go to create Free Minds TV. I actually believe it was a gentleman by the name of Roger Grant that actually really spearheaded the start of Free Minds TV by sort of planting the idea in Toby's head. But Roger would never have known Toby if it weren't for the Free State Project and having all these wonderful activists move here to New Hampshire, getting together. And again, that brainstorming process that goes on when you get these liberty activists together is... it's something I'd never experienced before, and it's here constantly in New Hampshire. So what other, you know, wonderful things have happened? We can't even qualify them all or quantify them all. There's just been so many things that have stemmed out from this wonderful tool known as the internet. So I don't even know where we're going with this lavishing love upon the internet, but it really has been a major catalyst for change in the liberty movement. It may be, you know, we may look back and say that the internet was what allowed the tides to change, was what, you know, allowed statism to begin declining at one point and having individual liberty on the rise. It may very well be that one technology, you know, that was the catalyst.
It's interesting. I was, you know, I'm sorry I don't have everything off the top of my head. But there was a guy who basically in ancient Egypt created something like a steam engine. It was more or less a novelty, apparently, but he did it out of a pig's bladder and things like that. I can't remember the gentleman's name. It seems like it was a single syllable. But anyway, somebody will email it to me and tell me later. And in Italy or Greece, they built a track system to push carts from one side of one sea to another. If they could have taken these two pieces of technology, imagine what things would have been because of communication. See how communication, the lack of communication disallowed these things to get together.
If they'd lived next door to one another, it might have worked out, but
it might have. And if they had the internet, it might have worked out. So if they could have got these two things together, you would have had a steam engine before Christ. That would have made a very different world. So,
absolutely.
Communication, it speeds the change of everything.
Sure does.
And it's important to remember that you can get news now and information from other individuals or from independent media sources, and there isn't a media monopoly in the way that there once was. I mean, you can get news from somewhere other than ABC or NBC or CBS.
The competition in the world of information has made the information better, though, of course, you can look at the mainstream media, and I don't know if they've really gotten that much better, but they have competition now for the first time, and I think you could probably look back and say, yeah, they might be a little better now.
They may not get better, but that's the thing. I mean, print newspapers are struggling to stay in business, as
they sure are. The Christian Science Monitor just switched to a weekly format to cut costs.
Well, online format, completely. They've stopped printing.
Really? Are you sure about that?
I'm absolutely certain about this. NPR was all over with it.
Wow.
They weren't printing that many editions. They had gone from like 700,000 to 50,000.
Newsrooms have been slashing staff all across the country.
And the Christian Science Monitor is this, like, it's got award after award. It's a hugely respected newspaper.
We've used some of their content on this show. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you want. So this all kind of ties back into the conversation we were having last hour about being positive, staying positive about the future of liberty. There's a lot of reasons to be positive about what's coming next. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars. Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%. And that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95. And receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit SurvivalProperty.com. That's SurvivalProperty.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And the features include the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Sex with the Virgin Mary. She has waited long enough. And Jimmy Cahill, boozing, carousing cabbie, has been tasked with finding the lucky guy. This libertarian novel is a great read, informative on the legal process, and sure to damn author Charles Webb to hell. Get it at Amazon.freetalklive.com or go to sexwiththevirginmary.com. You can listen to an interview with Mr. Webb on the FTL podcast coming up on Saturday, the 22nd, sexwiththevirginmary.com.
800-259-9231. Going to go in an unusual direction, into the realm of the metaphysical here in a moment, with near-death experiences becoming a little more scientific than they ever have been in the past. Science sort of discovering some very interesting things about the nature of consciousness itself. But first, we go to Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paula. Paula in Florida, going once. Paula in Florida. Hello.
Hi, this gentleman that was just on, he was talking about the IRS. The IRS is not even federal. It is the International Monetary Fund. And but anyway, the thing is, this thing that this government's just done, sending out $2 trillion to somebody, they won't even tell us who they're giving it to.
What's this all about?
Are you aware of this?
Have you heard of this? What's going on?
Yeah, the Federal Reserve just handed out $2 trillion, and they won't tell people who they gave it to.
Oh, I have heard that.
Yeah. And,
I thought it was the Treasury, but
I think that the people of this country, we're not going to pay for this.
I'm sorry to say that if you're using Federal Reserve notes, Paula, you are paying for it.
Well, it's what I'm saying is that this has got to come to a stop. They've got to take the Federal Reserve out of their hands and federalize it like it's supposed to be.
No.
Yes.
I think you should shut it down.
Let me explain something to you, okay? When you federalize it, it's going to pay for the government. It will pay for state government. It will eliminate a lot of taxes. The international forecaster said this is the best thing we could do. But anyway.
You're saying take it out of the private bank's hands and put it into the hands of the federal government?
No, it doesn't belong to the private banks. It belongs to a family.
Okay.
I don't know about that. It belongs to the president's family. But anyway, the thing is, we need to federalize it. Okay? The money's going into personal
So when you
hands.
Say federalize, you mean give it to the federal government and have them control it? Why do you think that would be a better situation?
He said financially this would be one of the best things we could do.
Yeah, well, just because somebody gets on the radio and says it's a good idea.
Well, this guy knows what he's talking about. Okay?
I see.
The international forecaster, this is a pretty smart guy. Okay? Matter of fact, he's the one that should be in charge of our economy.
I don't know if anybody should be in charge of the economy.
I will agree that, you know, it would be better off to, you know, if the government were to produce money in the way that it's constitutionally obligated to do so, we'd be a lot better off than having the Federal Reserve System, which is a sort of semi-privatized system, but not really. It's a corporate system where the profits, essentially the American taxpayer, is paying back interest on loans from international bankers. And so it is a worse system that we have right now. Ultimately, I don't know that there's any need to have the government involved in the coining of money.
Well, he said this would be better.
All right, Paula, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
I'd like to hear a bit more about this. I've heard
the Federal Reserve.
I've heard about it talked and some of the advantages. I'd like to hear some of the disadvantages.
Well, it would be unconstitutional, right? I mean, if they took over a system of fiat currency, that would be unconstitutional, would it not?
Not correct. The state governments are only allowed to issue money in gold and silver.
Oh, really?
Unfortunately, that's what the Constitution says.
The states are supposed to pay their bills in gold or silver to the federal government.
So I thought the federal government was supposed to coin money in gold and silver.
No, that's not the case.
Well, they are supposed to coin money.
And gold and silver, wasn't that the specified? No?
No, unfortunately, no.
Yeah, I think Mark is right.
So then
here.
It could be done then. I don't know if we'd be necessarily any better off with the federal government running the operation as opposed to the bankers. I mean, it's still the same good old boys network.
People that desire power will go after that, that same system. I don't know how it would work exactly, but I'd be interested in hearing some debate on that.
It seems to me like it'd be the same old folks, just in different, you know, reorganizing the deck chairs of the Titanic.
It would. I mean, the only reason I can see for how it would be better is if the government was going to essentially take it over in the process of shutting it down. So we have a plan, And we're going to nationalize you for the 18-month period where
we're
phasing
you out. Like if you put Ron Paul in charge of it, then it would work out.
Right.
But otherwise.
Otherwise, I could see the government being just as secretive and just as manipulative as the current system is. Because if the government really wanted to, they do have some oversight over the Federal Reserve System. From what I understand, they just don't exercise it very much. Even the powers that they do have, they just prefer that they not have to be the ones who face the public reaction if people don't agree with the monetary policy. And the government shouldn't be in charge of setting interest rates at all.
Yeah, I think that the best solution is figuring out how to phase it out, allowing the marketplace to come up with alternatives and not have the government goon squads going in with guns kicking and screaming and stealing the private alternatives when they become somewhat successful, which is the situation we have today. That's what happened to the Liberty Dollar last year. In November of 2007, they were raided at gunpoint, and the Fed stole all of their gold and their silver and their copper. And that's the situation we have, and that's one of the things that needs to change.
Even had they not been raided and shut down, one of the things I think that held the Liberty Dollar back was that they were operating sort of in a gray area of the law, and they knew that the government was going to crack down on them if they could find an excuse. So the Liberty Dollar had to be very careful about the wording it used, whether it said these were coins or rounds or currency or money. And I think that in part held back the Liberty Dollar and other private operations from setting up. I think they're easily the marketplace could provide reliable currency in gold and silver or whatever other commodity. But the government is what holds them back from doing that.
Is there anything else out there? I mean, as far as alternative currencies are concerned, I know the Phoenix dollar got a start a couple of years ago. I don't know if anything's ever become of it. I'm not sure what its status is. Also, I know that there's some folks up here in New Hampshire, some of the liberty activists, are working on what they call Shire Silver. I'm not sure what the status of that project is either.
No, I had only heard some, I had heard some secondhand things about that project.
Shire Silver?
Yes, and my understanding was that was almost going to be more open source, like they were going to make the stamps, but anybody could use them, so there wasn't going to be like one corporate headquarters making the coins and selling them.
And it was more like agorism in the sense that they would give you some silver that you could essentially trade and barter with. The Liberty Dollar attempted to mimic currency in a lot of ways, whereas Shire Silver would be marked with, 99% pure, one troy ounce.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that out there.
So it wouldn't be, they're not going to say, we'll guarantee you redemption for a certain amount of money. It'll just be, here's an ounce of silver. What will you take for it?
Whatever it is, man, I just hope somebody gets out there and does something to provide an alternate form of currency, even if it's just silver with 1 ounce stamped on it or half ounce or quarter ounce or whatever.
There's a lot of that out there as far as, you can get those.
But nobody's marketing it. Nobody is out there really pushing it. And that's one of the things the Liberty Dollar was great for. It was also an educational tool at the same time as being a currency. It had a phone number on it. It had a website on it. It was encouraged that people go and learn more about real money with the Liberty Dollar.
I've been in contact with the new guys at Liberty Dollar, and they're ramping up.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's right. They have a new executive director after Bernard von Nuthaus retired. So more on the way. I hope to hear good things from them. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
With the days getting shorter and the nights getting longer, being out after dark increases your odds of being mugged, assaulted, or even worse. Studies show 45% of violent crimes happen after dark. No matter where you are, being unprepared in the wrong place at the wrong time can be extremely dangerous. That's why you need to visit pepperspray.com. Protect yourself with our Mace brand triple action pocket model, which contains pepper spray, tear gas, and a UV dye, making most attackers think twice. For only $12.95, pepperspray.com also carries hundreds of less than lethal self-defense products, including personal pepper sprays, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Visit pepperspray.com and enter coupon code GCN when you check out and receive 10% off your order. What are you waiting for? Visit pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free. So enjoy those on us, and the features on the site include archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download it right there on the front page of the website. Enjoy on us at freetalklive.com.
You know email's not secure, but hey, privacy's dead anyway, right? Wrong. Introducing PrivacyHarbor.com, an easy-to-use, secure email alternative. Sign up for a free account today. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. That's PrivacyHarbor.com. Those folks over there, good folks that are concerned about preserving your privacy on the Internet. PrivacyHarbor.com.
800-259-9231. To your phone calls. We go to Arnie listening in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Arnie. Hey.
I just wanted to clear up something that I'm coining money. And the definition of coin is to stamp a metal into a piece of money. And okay. That's what they understood coin to mean when they wrote the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
So Mark is, I mean, they could do whatever they want because they don't obey the Constitution.
Sure.
But the meaning of the verb coin from Merriam-Webster's dictionary is to make a coin, especially by stamping, to convert metal into coins.
Of course, there's no there's no specification, though, that it has to be gold or silver. It could be this crap can metal that they're using today.
Right, but they made a specific point in Article 10 of saying that the states had to use gold or silver.
That's correct.
Meaning that if you kind of flip that over, that they only had the authority to coin gold and silver. And then the first act that the Congress had in 1792 to coin money, they specified what a dollar was in silver.
Hmm.
And that is still a valid law.
Good, all good points, but as you say, if they want to change the rules or not follow their own rules, they certainly will. So I thank you for the clarification tonight. Any other thoughts?
Yeah, one other thing. It just struck me that when you were talking with Alex earlier about the paranoid part of or being depressed about liberty.
Yes.
It struck me as very similar to suicide terrorism. In other words, the motivation, if you go far enough that way.
Yeah.
To the paranoid side.
I can see where you're coming from. I see where you're coming from. And, in the Revolutionary War, there was a level of terrorism that occurred on the side of the colonists. They wanted to, scare out the people that were in power, and they wanted their own country, and terrorism was part of that.
Very good.
All right. Any violence used in pursuit of a political objective could be called.
Hey, Arnie, thank you for the call tonight. Don't forget to tune in and listen to yourself a little bit later on tonight on KBZZ 1270 there in Reno. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. We're on a delay broadcast basis there. They start the show at 8 o'clock Pacific time. So, again, hello to all of our KBZZ listeners there.
Now, Nick, you know something about the history of terrorism from the Revolutionary War, do you not?
There was action that took place that really it wasn't fighting against the British Army. The American colonists, they poured tea, boiling hot tea, down taxmen's throats, tarred and feathered people, which is actually, it's portrayed as a comical thing in movies a lot of the time.
Man,
it tears your skin off. I mean, you usually die of
horrible things. Hot tar, man.
Yeah.
And
they made make roads with. That doesn't sound nice.
Yeah, I mean, tax collectors quit their jobs because there were angry mobs throwing bricks through their building, their home, throwing
of course, that
bricks
was the idea.
Windows. And that was the idea. And,
right.
And so that gets whitewashed to some extent, and all we see is, the Boston Tea Party and the Revolutionary War itself, the actual military action. But it's never a tidy thing when people go head-to-head with a repressive government, because governments are going to try to hold on to power using the only tool they really have at their disposal, which is violence. So if you're going to force the contest with the government, it's going to result in violence. And
none of us wants to see that day. However, as you said earlier tonight, if it does get to a certain point, it will go that direction.
Right. And I have to say, at some point, the American Revolution, it did not do away with government entirely, but certainly what it did for the ideas of individual liberty and what it did practically for the people living in the colonies, it did guarantee them more liberty than they had under the king. And largely, I think it gave birth to what became the libertarian movement. Without the American Revolution, who knows what the world would be like today. So there is a point where sometimes it's better to take that chance, but it's really only once all the peaceful means have been exhausted.
Right. If they're just coming after you, then there's not much you can do about it. But if they're making a concerted effort to totally trample on liberty all over the place, and it's quite obvious that it's gotten to that point, whatever that line in the sand is, then it's time for different tactics. But I agree with you, Nick. We should exhaust all, and I do mean all, peaceful options before anybody even considers going that direction.
Right. I mean, go to prison and make, be civilly disobedient if they're going to come for you, and, make an example of that. Be disobedient in the prison. That's one thing you can do. Now, if you reach a point where society has become so closed that no news of what you're doing can reach anyone else, well, then there's not too much point of doing the civil disobedience anymore.
Yep.
And
luckily, we have the internet still, and the news can get out there. So,
we've seen Australia's moving to create government control of their internet, much the same way China has. So,
time is of the essence, I would say. I mean, as far as getting to New Hampshire, getting here, and getting active, and I promote New Hampshire because it really does seem like the best option. I mean, moving as many liberty activists together in the same place, having them get active, seems like a no-brainer to me. But if certainly there are some other opportunities out there. I know there's the people that are going to build a ship and go out into the middle of the ocean or something like that. I suppose that's a possibility. I don't know if it's a reality yet. But for right now, a reality is you can move to New Hampshire. You can join the Free State Project. You can come here and get active with like-minded people and help us advance liberty. It's happening here, and it's happening now. Of course, we'll tell you more about the Liberty Forum here in a little bit. An opportunity to come and meet some of these great activists that we talk so much about on this program. We go and now, though, to your phone calls. Andy is on the line in Michigan. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live. Andy,
hey, guys.
Hello there.
Hey, I know my audio's bad, so I'm going to be quick here. I was listening to your most recent live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, and you were talking about the mandatory service for children in the schools.
Yes.
I know it's not going to be a popular choice or even, you know, considered by most people, but I would think the simplest answer to this problem would be to give back the Social Security cards, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I try to opt out of as much of the government situation as, you know, their different little contracts that they want you to enter into as possible. That would definitely be an option as far as protesting any form of national service, you know, this conscription program that they're planning on implementing at the middle school and high school level. And I thank you for the call tonight, sir. Good hearing from you. To opt out, you know, hey, take this card back. I don't want it. You can keep all the money that I've given you. I don't want that back. I mean, it'd be nice if I had it, but I know I'm not going to get it from you thugs. So here, you know, here's the card, or better yet, burn it. That's what I did with mine. And obviously, moving to New Hampshire would be a nice addition to all of this. But trying to get out of as many of the government programs as possible, I think, would be a valuable thought. You, gents, what do you think?
That's probably the best tack that you can take. I mean, it depends on how they're going to enforce that. The other direction I thought the government might take is requiring that service if you're in government school. For graduation, so requiring
that's
those
what they're
hours.
Doing.
Right. So
pull your kid out of the government school
if you can. I mean, but if you're not able to, you know, your state, many states require you have certain requirements of homeschoolers that certain parents
they might
be
yeah they
to
might
meet.
Lock down on homeschools too.
So if you pull you can't just I mean if you pull your kid from school and don't enroll them in a government approved alternative. Then you're facing either, you know, losing your children or you could go to jail.
Well, you know, if you're willing to pull out of the Social Security program, I think that you're willing to do some level of disobedience because most people would never consider doing something like that. They'd be worried that there might be some sort of consequences. Mark, you and I, we're out of the Social Security system. There have been no consequences for us at this point. And so a lot of people would be worried. I would see that as civil disobedience.
There's never been any contact.
Right. So keep going with that. Take more steps into the realm of civil disobedience and non-cooperation. I mean, ideally, don't even pay property taxes, at least not the school portion. I think that'd be a nice protest. More coming up.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now, be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days. And give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available on Iowa.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we'd love for you to shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. You know, you got shopping to do. You've got to buy things to live life. You've got to buy things for the upcoming holiday season, most likely. So why not shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com? You're going to get a great deal on the brands that you trust, free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items, and you'll feel extra good because you know a percentage is going to Free Talk Live. If you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, we go to your phone calls and talk to Gene the Christian Anarchist on the Amp Line in Tennessee. Hello, Gene.
Well, hi there. I wanted to continue the conversation we were having yesterday about your trip to jail on Friday.
Oh, don't be so negative, Gene. You know, I think Mark was kind of paranoid about Nick Ryder going to jail over the speeding ticket situation, and he didn't go to jail over that.
I don't remember that, but I'm glad that he didn't.
We've had people driving without registration. I guess Russell Canning did get arrested for that at one point, but David Cruz, one of the activists here, was ticketed for driving without registration. He went to a court, and he did not go to jail.
In both those cases, they left the ball in the court of the judge by, you know, they respected the man's court to allow him to make a ruling.
That's true. I don't respect this court. Yeah,
and I applaud all of those efforts. I think they're all great, and I think that it's wonderful that people disobey these idiots who claim to have authority over us.
Right, because we need more people to start doing this, and if I'm going to get on the air and say that people should do civil disobedience and then chicken out, then what's that do to my credibility?
I would like to caution certain arguments, such as anything that has to do with capital letters, anything that happens to do with Social Security numbers, any of those kind of things, none of them hold
water. Oh, I'm not making an argument. I'm not going in there to argue with anybody. My point is to go in, ask one simple question, is do they have evidence of a damaged complaining party? I know for a fact they don't. They're not going to be able to say yes. And if they don't have evidence of a damaged complaining party, I've got better things to do with my time. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Well, what they will say in answer to that is simply that the state is the damaged party. And so then then it falls back in your lap.
Now, can I call the state to the witness stand?
Well, they're going to say that the state has standing. So you have to have some kind of response to that, because it's their court, it's their ball game, and they can do basically whatever they want to do.
Sure they can.
They don't really have to follow any of the rules, even though the rules are there. They're only there
absolutely.
For the peons.
Yeah, and I realize there's a chance that the armed men with guns could throw me in a cage. I mean, for whatever reason, there are a couple people that have, Mark, you are one of them, and another gentleman has instant messaged me over the last few days to say that, you know, oh, what do you, don't you realize these are violent people? They're gonna throw you in a cage. You shouldn't do this. And, well, you know, again.
And they are violent, and we shouldn't necessarily be afraid of them for that,
yeah.
But we do have to be cautious. It's like going into a lion's den.
Right.
With a chair and a whip, you have to be careful of the lion, and you have to learn how he his manners, and you have to learn how to protect yourself from him. But I did want to mention about the all caps thing and the Social Security number and all those things, and why they cannot possibly be true. It's and why you, people who use those arguments just look like, you know, I don't want to say fools, because I respect all those people. You know, they do, they're trying to figure out the system, but the reason that they can't have any truth to them is simply because any kind of contract has to have an agreement between knowledgeable parties. Obviously, any kind of thing where the Social Security number is making you a slave in any way, shape, or form cannot possibly hold water, because you didn't agree to that. Same is true with the all caps letter, capital corporations and all that stuff. If those are corporations, where are they? Where are the documents filed? You know, all corporations are filed in a public manner. So those corporations would have to exist somewhere. So all of these things, they're just dead ends. And quite frankly, I think they're put out there by the people on top just to throw people for a loop. I think they're just distractions to keep people from realizing.
Yeah, I think you might be right about that. I think one of the
it's
most important.
All baloney.
Yeah, I think one of the most important. I mean, it's some of it's interesting and intriguing and all, but you're right. If you try to stand on those, you're going to fall, and that's what's happened time and time again. As Mark cited last night from the Danny Riley case, it sounded like he was just trying them just to see, you know, throw something up against a wall, see if it stuck. It didn't, and you know, now he's in federal prison for 36 years.
And I hate to see what happened to Danny Riley and Irwin Schiff and Ed Brown and his wife and all these great people that are being destroyed by this fictitious entity called the United States government, and they're not really being destroyed by that fictitious entity, like I've pointed out in the past. There are men, there are people that you can point to and say, that person is responsible for destroying Ed Brown. And I think in this case, you have to look, the man you have to point to is the judge in his case. That is the man that is guilty of violating this person's right. And there are some other men.
And the men with the guns are also guilty, because they followed the man in the robes orders and then threw those people into cages. So they all have their level of responsibility. But yes, there are certainly very specific individuals that are guilty of kidnapping and doing awful things to innocent people.
And we need to name these men, and we need to somehow in the future, after the revolution, bring these guys into account for their actions, because somewhere there's got to be a list and a keeping of the crimes that they're all guilty of.
You know, I'll have to disagree with you on that one, Gene. I'm willing to set it all aside and forgive them if they'll just leave me alone. You know, if I understand they've done some awful things to people, but I'm not really interested in retaliating.
You certainly can forgive them, but Ed Brown doesn't have to forgive them. He has standing.
Okay, I'm with you there. Yeah, absolutely. Good point.
Okay.
Good point. And I thank you for the call tonight. Yeah, there's no incantation. There's no magical formula to how to defeat these goons in their own courtrooms. The fact is, they'll do what they want to you. Now, why is it that they've been letting people go up here? Why is it that Nick Ryder was able to walk out of court and not have to pay a dime on a speeding ticket that he admitted to speeding in the courtroom? Why is it that that happened? Why is it that David Cruz, another activist up here, was able to walk out of court, get in his car, and drive away after, you know, going on in a trial for no registration?
No registration. So they let him, you know, essentially drive away in the car that was unregistered.
Right. Was it because they uttered some sort of incantation in the courtroom that scared the judge? No. The reason is because there are people that are behind these folks. There's a movement here. I believe that this is the reason. This is my speculation. You guys are welcome to add your thoughts at 800-259-9231. So, you know, to those of you who think that I believe in some sort of magical incantation is going to save me come Friday afternoon to Keene District Court, no, not at all. I don't have any expectation of that. I have an expectation that there's a good chance those men with guns will throw me into a cage over a couch in the yard. Now, they'll claim it was contempt of court or whatever it is. If they do that, I understand that there's a possibility. But I also understand that there's a very real possibility that they might just let me walk out of that courtroom, quietly end their little trial, and then find me not guilty.
Why haven't they ended it up to this point? They followed up on it time after time. You know, there's been several follow-ups with the bureaucrats and you, pieces of paper sent.
I've given them
that.
Opportunities to make it go away. I've given them two opportunities to actually silently, peacefully sort of get rid of the couch, which is allegedly the reason that this all started, and just disappear the situation, and they have not done anything about it.
Which leads me to believe that they are not going to do what
That's what they want you to believe, Mark, and that's part of their game. Part of the game they play is intimidation. What they do is they know they've got the guns and the cages and the men who are willing to throw you into them, and they play their little role as far as they possibly can. They intimidate, and if you back down at any point, they win, right? So if, like in Sam's case down in Texas, he backed down, which is the appropriate thing to do where he is because he's not backed up by activists. But obscuretruth.com, Sam down in Texas was really kind of pushing the line.
Well,
and
when Sam gets here, he's going to push the line farther.
And he's not
going to
back down.
I'm interested in seeing where that's going to go and how
Absolutely.
That's going to turn out.
He's not going to back down. And that's where, you know, if you push it and push it, and then at the very end you say, all right, fine, I'll pay you. Well, they win. But if you push it and you push it and you go follow all the way through, like Nick Ryder did and David Cruz, who said in court, I'm not paying your fine, or David Cruz, who said, I'm not paying and I want to increase your costs.
Right.
Go
and
ahead.
I'm not your piggy bank. Send me to jail.
That's what David Manning said. Another one of the
That's
activists.
What David Cruz said. I was there.
That's true. David Manning said something similar. But
it's a good thing to say.
Yeah. So those activists did not back down through to the very end. So the government pushed, you know, they did their thing, they had their trial, they did their, you know, they sent their notices, and they did what the government does, and they hoped that all of those people would back down, but they didn't. Now, does that mean they'll let me go? Not necessarily. You know, they might crack down. This might be the moment of the crackdown. Who knows what they will do? I mean, it's like dealing with a rabid animal. You're not sure exactly what that beast is going to do next. But they're doing this, Mark, to keep up their image. They're not just going to make this case go away up front and be seen backing down early. They've got their court. This is what they do all day. They have their little court things, and they're going to have their little court thing. And we're going to go in there on Friday afternoon with a bunch of activists. Hopefully, many of them will bring cameras. We're going to try to get as many cameras in as we possibly can. And then I'm not going to back down. And so then we'll see if they do. Maybe they won't. More on the way. You can take control. I hope they do. It's the smart thing for them to do. Otherwise, people are just going to move here sooner, and then their problems will compound.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.